It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Tyrus.
It's the glue that holds the ship that is the gluttonous pound of food that I'm about to eat.
And Susan Lee.
The lowest on my list because I eat them 364 days out of the year. I don't need to have them on Thanksgiving.
Come together to share their top 5 Thanksgiving sides. Here are this week's hosts, Tyrus and Susan.
What it is, welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm, no secrets here, Tyrus, Fox News correspondent and co-host of the Tyrus and Tim podcast. Today I'm joined by my colleague. I think that's giving me some big kudos there, but whatever. Susan Lee, Fox Business guru and correspondent. I will take the co-billing, but I definitely... I'm definitely going to have to step it up today. Luckily for me, we're not talking about numbers. We're talking about food. So I'm excited. So every week on this podcast for Fox, hosts, reporters, and personalities get together and share their top five of any given topics. And the Thanksgiving focus when it comes to food is usually the turkey, but not today.
No.
It's never been about the turkey. It's always about the sides. But, you know, I digress. But... and they are just as important. Sides can dictate, in my opinion, whether you have guests or family come back. I don't know if you agree or not.
Interesting. Okay. And I also think sides also dictate how welcome you are at the table. Because if there are great sides, if there's fantastic creamy sweet potato, less Brussels sprouts, and fantastic dessert, I think that spread says that you're welcome anytime and that you're valued.
Yeah. Because full, happy people don't argue.
Right.
Everyone wants a comfortable chair and a place to where they can like nap, but try to act like the only one not napping. That's something that, yeah. Although I full disclosure, I go full regalia. I nap in the center of everything. So that's the whole point. We call it, you got the itis. You got the itis. Yes. So, and you go take a nap. So,
and we were just talking about first world problems.
Yeah.
I think first world problems at the Thanksgiving dinner table would be, do you want red wine or do you want your Pinot Grigio?
And I would be like, get the hell away from my table with your wine drinking self. Cause we drink beer and milk in my household. So, you know,
really?
I'm not a wine. I don't know how to drink wine. I only know how to gulp it. And it just tastes like grape juice that they forgot to put the sugar in. I just too much grape drink and grape juice for me when I was a child. I just could not cross over to the wine world. So the world will have to forgive me for that one. But all right, I digress. All right, Susan, you're at the Thanksgiving dinner table. What size are you reaching for?
Okay, so before I get to the sides, and there's so many that I really love and enjoy. So you haven't learned the word savor yet, right, Tyrus? If you don't drink wine, so you can't savor each sip. You can't savor each bite.
I'll savor a bite of like lemon meringue pie. I can save it at. I mean, okay. I saw the movie Sideways where they did like the swashing and the mixing and like the drinking.
In Napa?
Yeah. Like I'm from California. Like I've been up there. I like grapes. You know, I just don't. I like jelly. I like jam. I like grape drink, but I don't like wine. I think that's okay.
Yeah. A lot of confessionals there. So I won't even test you on old world and new world so that, well, you know, maybe I'll bring you to my Thanksgiving table one day and then
that
we can discuss more. Yeah. So we'll discuss grape variety then. So my favorite sides on the Thanksgiving table, tell me if you agree with this, because I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't love turkey because I think it's a bit dry. And I don't care if you put bacon over it, how long you baste it for. It just never turns out the way that I would like to enjoy and savor. So I actually prefer the hams and I prefer the beef and the meat. Is that wrong?
I would like to treat this show as hostile going forward.
It's not.
You know what? Here's the thing about being honest. It's okay to be honest, but there is going to be repercussions. You make moves. You have to accept that if you say you don't like turkey, I'm going to leave because I wait all year for turkey. And other than like a good hoagie sandwich, I put turkey off for one day of the year, not because it's not delicious, because it's phenomenal. But it's just that one moment in time. So what we're going to do, so the producers don't go, hurry up. We're going to do our top five, and then we're going to part as friends. We're going to keep the friendship alive. Just know that if I come up in somebody's house and there's no turkey on Thanksgiving, I'm going to make an excuse at some point to leave. You will catch me texting under the table to somebody. You got a turkey at your house? I'm over. It's great. Everyone's nice, but there's no turkey. So I'm going to fake an injury. Have one of my kids call me and say they've been kidnapped because I got to go. No one ever says you can't leave if you have a kidnapped child. And then I will find some turkey at a later date. So, but okay. I digress.
Right. Number five.
All right. So your top five. What is your number five? What is number five on your list for
number five
sides?
Okay. There's just so many options out there. So I would say top five. Number five would be Brussels sprouts, the lowest on my list because I eat them 364 days out of the year. I don't need to have them on Thanksgiving.
Is this a setup? Is this like a Thanksgiving intervention? Did somebody call you guys? Vegetables are in the top five. Okay. Healthy ones. It wasn't like creamy or like sprinkled cheese on it, nothing, just some straight up. Okay, that's your top five.
Okay, moving on.
You know what? I'm not allowed to judge. Okay, now I will do mine. Yeah. Number five for me, and it's very important. It's the main, it kind of holds the plate together. You got to have the mashed potatoes, and they have to be just mashed potatoes. You can't go too crazy with onions and cheese and stuff because the mashed potatoes, you got to make that gravy boat where everything kind of pours in there. So the mashed potatoes is really, it's number five because it's the glue that holds the ship that is the gluttonous pound of food that I'm about to eat.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Number four, are we moving on?
Yes, ma'am. Go for it.
Okay, I'm thinking of mac and cheese, and it has to be extra heavy on the cheese. It needs to be incredibly creamy and soft.
Okay, mac and cheese is a staple for any Thanksgiving, but it's a little higher up on mine, but I have my reasons why.
Number four.
My number four. Great choice, by the way. My number four, of course, is the gravy. You make that boat with that mashed potatoes, you got to have the good gravy. You know what I'm saying? Gravy is essential. Gravy also is what keeps the leftovers going for the extra day. So you got to have that good turkey gravy. I know it's going to be a little tough in your house since you guys do ham, but you got to have that. You got to have that good gravy. Gravy is essential.
Number three.
Okay, number three. I would go again with vegetables and something green looking. So cream spinach, and it has to be again extra cream. I'm looking for a lot of extra calories on the side since I'm skipping on the turkey.
Yeah, but you know, you're still saying like gluten free or whatever with your Brussels sprouts and your cream spinach is good. Cream spinach is good. No issues. My number three. This is where macaroni comes in. And it has to be the macaroni that has the crust on top of it. My grandmother made, and she only used like Cracker Barrel cheese and crackers, and like top of the macaroni is almost like a crust, and then you kind of pull in it and it's super cheesy. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. If it wasn't, it would be a number one in any other situation. But, you know, just my two and one, you'll understand why.
The countdown continues after this.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Number two.
All right, so now we're getting down to the serious stuff. We're in the top two.
Yes, we are in the top two. So I would say that my second favorite sides, and again, this is maybe, it has to do with nightshades and Tom Brady would disapprove, sautéed mushrooms with extra butter.
All right, this is over. Is there an eject button? I didn't know I was going to be set up like
You're
this.
You're judging me. You can't do that.
You know what? I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be mine and your, but all right, fine. All right, fine. I'm just trying to picture the plate right now at your house. There's some macaroni, some mushrooms, some spinach, and some cream spinach, and some Brussels sprouts.
Sauteed with no turkey mushrooms.
Within a mile of the house. Okay. Are you sure this isn't like a lean cuisine you're trying to set up here? Like, it doesn't feel.
I think we're crunched for time here.
Okay, Steve. All right. Number two is stuffing. You have to have the stuffing, and it has to be in the turkey. You got to have the stuffing in the turkey. It's what makes it work. I get it. It's not going to make the top 20 in your house because apparently you hate turkey. So you will miss out on the joy that is great. Everything in my list has to do with turkey. So this is just, we're doing the best we can with what we got here.
Number one.
All right, we're gonna forego the drum roll because we exchange pleasantries instead. But all right, tell the world you're number one.
Sweet potatoes and candied yams. There's my carbs for you. Yeah, I would probably load up on that.
Okay,
and it looks a wonderful colored plate with candied yams.
You got to make a choice. Is it sweet potatoes or yams?
Why can't they're the same? They're part of the same family.
What? Oh, man. Yes. Oh, that's like, you probably think pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie are the same thing. Okay, I'm offended, but it's your choice. It feels like two, but it's
the same family.
But which is crazy is we both are on the same page. It is sweet potato casserole with the mushrooms on, with mushrooms, listen to me, with marshmallows. You got to put the marshmallows on top. You got to make sure you use the brown sugar. And it should look like it's so good, it's almost a dessert. Again, which then adds to the accoutrement of the turkey celebration. You got your sweet potatoes, you got your mashed potatoes, your gravy, your turkey. And then the only thing you need, and I have an asterisk by it, is a can of cranberry sauce. Not handmade. Mm. It's got to be in the can. But I love cranberry sauce so much, I would eat it with everything if it wasn't socially judged all the time. But it's not really a side, so the producers, apparently I blew it with the cranberries, but what do they know? All right.
Yes, you probably suck it with a straw out of the can, don't you?
Actually, I just crush it. I got a big hand, it just pops up. Have you ever seen an old Popeye's cartoon? I just pop that bad boy and it just slides out.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't get as much credit as it deserves. It shouldn't just be a holiday dish. You should have cranberry sauce with literally every meal, but except with ham. I don't think it works with ham, but...
But wait, so sides, the thing is, I thought about a dessert, so I was thinking pecan pie or pumpkin pie, but that doesn't really count as a side. And I've already been so judged by you that I didn't dare bring it up.
No, you know what, though? But I'm not. Listen, sometimes pies can be dinner. We've all been there.
I agree. Dessert can be a
nutritious dinner. It can also be a breakfast. You know, there's eggs in there usually with cakes and pies, and you could like sell that to somebody that, well, it's kind of like breakfast, has eggs in it. So... Obviously, we have some different tastes in our Thanksgiving, but we stayed the course and we both came together at the end with sweet potato casserole. So it ended up being a beautiful thing. Rocky road.
I agree. A lot of
questions and what have yous, but I feel good about this.
And where are you spending Thanksgiving this year?
I'm pretty sure I'll be in Louisiana. No, I'm filming The Five and I'm filming Gutfeld.
A hard worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to be in studio for Thanksgiving.
But I'll find my way to Louisiana because my couch at some point should have me half asleep on it, watching football, and someone tries to change the channel and me saying, hey, I'm watching that. And then here, but you were snoring. I'm watching that. So
I wish they had better games for Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, this is over.
No,
okay,
I know you're a Cowboys fan. I get it.
What? But Cowboys? Walk around with a Boston. You know what? Know the product. I think this is the part where you read the ending.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
We're not spending Thanksgiving together ever, are we?
We got some things to work out. You got to get to know me a little better. Patriots fan, and I support Tom Brady with a divorce going to the Buccaneers. But everything with me is my sports team in Boston. Yeah, Cowboys, America's team, whatever.
So I think this is the part where we thank everybody for listening.
No, I did the intro. You have to thank everybody.
I'm trying to thank everybody for listening. And we're saying please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even at foxnewspodcast.com. And let us know what your top five Thanksgiving sides are. I'm pretty sure they're close to mine. Maybe close to Tyra's too. But anyways, you've been listening to Fox Top 5 from the Fox News Podcast Network! !
Enough said.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.